Seven times a week, sold-out audiences watch 14 characters inhabit the stage of a small off-Broadway theater in New York City. Among them, a Pakistani accountant, a Jewish grandmother from Long Island, a Mexican labor organizer, a Jamaican nanny, and a Dominican teenager. All are played by one person, Sarah Jones. Jeff London has this profile.
Long before writing and performing in Bridge and Tunnel, her one-woman show about the immigrant experience in New York City, Sarah Jones was crossing bridges and tunnels on her way from Queens to the United Nations School in Manhattan.
And having grown up riding buses and trains on which it was entirely likely that, you know, the person sitting next to me was speaking Urdu and the person on the other side of me was speaking, you know, Creole from Haiti. And, I mean, this was just normal.
The 29-year-old playwright and actress impersonates a baker's dozen of immigrants, male and female, young and old, in Bridge and Tunnel. The play is set at a poetry reading in a cafe in Queens, where the master of ceremonies is Muhammad Ali, a Pakistani poet by night and accountant by day.
We decided we will come up with a name for that gathering. Okay, well, I came up with that name. I am a poet too, which stands for Immigrant and Multiculturalist American Poets or Enthusiasts Traveling Toward Optimistic Openness. I am not certain that multiculturalist is a word, but I am a poet, so I have used poetic license there.
She has actually created a play using herself alone to get into the lives and the hearts and the souls of individual people.
Marilyn Stasio gave Bridge and Tunnel a rave review in Variety. She says Sarah Jones's characterizations are never superficial or facile.
You really feel that there is a transformation going on. And that every time she turns away and puts on a different hat or a different jacket or throws a shawl or a scarf around her and then opens her mouth, that there is an entirely different person on stage. Now, that's acting.
There are basically few career possibilities for people of Jamaica ancestry in this country. One is to become Secretary of State. So you have Secretary of State. Another is to take care of children. But you see, either way is the same thing. Because you have to run behind an overprivileged baby who can barely form sentences. And then you see, you must clean up his messes for him while he takes a nap.
Sarah Jones says she tries to distinguish her characters by simple means, a slight palsy in a hand, a tiny facial tic, the addition of a single piece of clothing.
Well, I think our goal with this piece was to strike a balance between the reality that you're watching a tall black woman, you know, embody these other characters. But I don't want people to get lost in wigs and, you know, makeup and all of that kind of thing. I really want them to make that leap with me, to suspend disbelief.
Jones's only non-immigrant character is the hip-hop artist Rashid, who crashes the poetry reading.
I could relate, you know what I'm saying, as a black man, even though I was born here. Because it's like, see, black people, we got imported. Y'all get deported. I know y'all can feel me on that. I know y'all can feel me on that right there. That's connection y'all feeling right there, son. That's connection y'all feeling right there, all right?
Bridge and Tunnel, as the name implies, is all about connections. Sarah Jones.
These folks are all living in the same small spaces. And what's so important about that is that they're having to find ways to coexist and to find common ground, sometimes quite literally. And that, to me, is the quintessential New York City story. And it's the American story more and more.
As she developed the piece, Sarah Jones says she had formal interviews set up by the National Immigration Forum, but found much of her material from unexpected connections, conversations with store clerks or in coffee shops. Jones says she never used their words verbatim, but tried to synthesize them in the play's narrative. One segment involves Pauline Ling, a Chinese immigrant, and her struggles to understand her two American-born children. Her son is dating an American woman, and her daughter...
She's not gay. She's just confused by this American problem. But she told me, Mom, it's not American. She said she is enough. Enough with a nice Chinese girl. So, these are the words I'm waiting to hear, but from my son, not my daughter.
I do think that that Chinese mother is the sort of most astonishing transformation.
Actress Meryl Streep, who's known for her carefully crafted characterizations, is one of Bridge and Tunnel's producers.
The way that she understands that there is a common human experience, that in the age of diversity, where the divisions seem to be more important, she sort of pulls together what we all have, what's the same. And she does it by making these people so distinct and so different, and she's amazing.
One of the funniest moments in Bridge and Tunnel is delivered by Rose Amy, a Haitian immigrant who has saved money to buy a house, but is frustrated by a particular real estate broker who refuses to sell to her.
I just thank him for his time. I buy my house with someone else. But first, I write this poem for all the Americans, huh? But I dedicate to that certain real estate man. God bless America, but not because of you. God bless the Haitian immigrant and Cuban too. God bless the Italian, the Korean, the Colombian who came. God bless the Jamaican, the Chinese, the Spanish. Without them, Florida will have no name.
Every night, I have an out-of-body experience where I almost feel myself just sort of hovering above the stage. During the time that the characters are performing their pieces, I really feel like it's them speaking.
Sarah Jones's Bridge and Tunnel is playing at the Culture Project at 45 Bleecker Street in New York through June, but there's talk of moving the show to Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.